Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So the Olympics have started. Yeah!
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Is it still going on?
Here's the deal.
Do we have the cricket sound effect?
I could get, but like, I love our partners at Nine News, and I don't want to crap on them, but like, is there anybody in here that's going to watch any of it? Like,
okay. I wouldn't mind watching the like recap of the gymnastics, but like that's it.
There are some that I like, but I'd be lecherous by admitting I'm watching.
Oh my god! It's the volleyball where they have to wear the short shorts.
That and the track and field where they're just great shape and they're not wearing a lot there either. And gymnastics, they're in great shape too. And but they're all too young, so yeah.
You know we're on the air, right? Like, what? Is there anything the girls watch for that? Do you guys watch the weightlifting or the boxing or the? Like...
Oh no, I was like, I'd watch gymnastics, okay. Maybe.
Because the boys are ripped. Not.
Yeah,
but like watching the boy gymnastics makes me feel like I've never like lifted a weight.
I would say swimming.
Yeah,
there's always a montage at the end of the Olympics where it's the guys getting out of the pool and the water's like dripping down them.
Do you like swimmer bodies?
They're a little lanky.
And their back is like, looks like a V.
They are a triangle.
Yes, yeah. Their back is a full on V. I don't really like that.
In fact, they did a survey of the most popular Olympic sports in the top three.
Okay.
There are gymnastics gets number one, track and field number two, and swimming comes in third. So I think we all like the sports where they're all in shape and not wearing a lot of stuff.
But the boys like shave their legs, which I think is so stupid.
It makes them faster.
Are you really telling me that those tiny little hairs on my legs are a coefficient drag on my swimming?
Yep.
It sounds ridiculous.
It sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. There's got to be fact behind it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the truth is when you're in the Olympics, like, I don't remember what comedian used to do it, but like the difference between you won gold and you're a complete failure to your country because you're fourth or below is like 0.02 millis. Like you're
so close.
You're everything you get. Like they build statues to you or you're just like, I almost cussed. You're just a total loser.
Yeah.
Like
if you ain't first, you ain't crap.
You're not.
The swimmers also, the men at least, their bottoms are always just like a little lower than you'd like them to be.
Speak for yourself, Hack.
Well, I just don't. Is that part of it? Like
there's a drag coefficient there, maybe too.
Yeah, like with it being low, because they're getting tinier and tinier at the bottoms.
I mean, I'm trying.
I have a chart I can show you.
No, I'm not sure you do. But like, if we're shaving, if I'm a man and I'm swimming and my leg hairs can change things. What about my...
Yeah, that too.
Wouldn't you want to take some sort of something? Is there a reverse Viagra that like makes your junk...
You might want to do that before...
Right.
Yeah, because you don't want...
I thought you just meant like go to European Wax Center, get that taken care of.
I was like, this covers that. What's the problem?
I'm saying you want it as small as humanly possible.
Yeah, not a lot of weight in it.
Yeah.
Relieve yourself before you do your event.
Okay.
Don't do it in the pool.
I want everyone to know that you can find the best Olympic coverage right here at this time. Steve's been checking out the junk.
How were they? That's TX.
So nobody got up and watched the opening ceremonies?
It already happened?
I think so. How many hours ahead of us?
It's
16 hours or something?
Yeah. I don't know the math.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Well, I don't have cable, so there's also that.
Well, do you have Hulu?
Oh, yeah.
Hulu would have it.
You sounded disappointed. Dang it, I can watch it now. Oh.
I think so. Steve mentioned something, and I didn't see it, and you didn't say a lot about it, but they... I had this idea years ago. Nobody in the room is going to believe me because Steve has spent his entire life telling us things he's invented that he actually hasn't.
I have, yeah.
Like putting your windshield wipers up in the winter. That was his idea.
I started that.
The combination chicken and egg salad or tuna and egg salad.
I invented that.
Okay. A long time ago when drones first came out, I had a couple friends who had drones and they flew them at night and they had a green light on it and they got up in the air and they were moving around and the green lights looked really cool. And there was another drone in the distance. And I said to myself, this will eventually completely eradicate fireworks shows.
Oh.
I was like, they just need to put a bunch of drones up.
Nailed it.
And they can fly in patterns and do stuff.
And be way more wicked than fireworks.
And I was super hammered, but I made a note in my phone to like talk to my buddy Tony at the Apple store. Like, could we program drones to do stuff and make fireworks? And then I never followed through on it.
And did you see the opening ceremonies?
This is what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. They took your idea.
They're literally doing my drunken Castle Rock idea.
Yeah. It's spectacular, actually.
What did they do?
The first one I saw was they took 1,800 drones, programmed them, so it looks like all they look like stars, but they looked a perfectly round globe, and you could see the definition of different continents on the globe.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was pretty wicked. And it was up there a while.
How do I get my money?
I think Tony from the Apple store was there.
I think you're right. He's there with the controller.
That was like a $1 billion idea. I'm sure I wasn't the first one to think of it. But I feel like...
I thought the last Olympics, they kind of tried to do that.
No, I mean, this idea came, I'm talking decade or more.
Wow, you were the first one?
Because, I mean, back then the drones were huge. Now, yeah. I mean, drones can be like
tiny,
super small, different color LEDs on them and...
And they're just programmed, right? It's not people aren't controlling them.
Not like 1,800 Japanese citizens like going, no, now you go right. I mean, they're 100%.
I think Tony was seen standing in a big pile of cash.
It hurts my soul so much. Because the number of times I've passed on deals that would have been.
What was the ground floor that you were on? What was it?
I'd rather not talk about it.
There was a couple, actually.
It was vitamin water.
Yes, that's right.
I did an appearance for like something and I was out there and like they came up and they were like, do you want to try vitamin water? I'm like, oh, is it any better than Dasani, Aquafina, Arrowhead? Like there's 10,000 waters. We don't need any new water. Like water's in the sink. Like don't like, we could let you in on the ground floor right now. We're looking for investors. In fact, what's his name?
50.
Yep. They're like, 50 just bought in. And I was like,
still not a selling point.
And then within a year, Coke had bought them out.
Yeah.
Painful. It was painful for me.
It would have been so much money. But Tony from the Apple store, he did invest in vitamin water.
They used to run that thing naked in Greece. They were all naked back then.
They'd run the Olympic flame naked.
And then they would do the events naked.
Extra dangerous.
I know, right?
I didn't even...
lion naked? Like,
yeah. Hey, it's the same.
What is the flame thing? I don't even know what you're talking about. I know they light the flame, but it's the from Olympi- the original
It's been
Olympics?
Like one Olympic flame. Yeah, they keep it lit.
All four years until the next.
Then somebody will go 3 years from now or 3.5 years from now, someone will go to Tokyo, light a torch, run 26 miles with it to another person. They'll light their torch and they'll just keep doing the 26 mile runs or boat rides or whatever.
They came through Denver a long time ago. In fact, we were with somebody that was...
Oh, the Olympic flame did come through here on its way to Georgia or something. Yep. Or one of our... That's right.
And so we knew someone that got to run with it or...
I heard
BJ say he did when he was a kid.
He ran with it?
Yeah, because the
old
when
he
man,
was a kid, that was probably the original Olympics.
Yeah, he was naked.
Good boy.
They changed that rule.
That's when they changed it.
Weekday afternoons on Alice. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.